From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump is likely to decertify the nuclear deal with Iran and turn it back to Congress for possible renewed sanctions. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders did not say Thursday what the president plans to do.
The president is going to make an announcement about the decision that he's made on a comprehensive strategy that his team supports, and we'll do that in the coming days. I'm not going to get ahead of that announcement by leaning in now.
Officials say Trump is expected to announce his plans in a speech next week in which he would say the agreement is not in the U.S. national interest. This would not scrap the 2015 deal, but instead return it to Congress. Lawmakers would then have 60 days to decide whether to reimpose sanctions that were suspended under the agreement. A decertification would also open the door to renegotiate the deal, although Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has said that is not an option. Trump has to announce every 90 days whether the Iran deal and Iran is in compliance. His next deadline is October 15th. U.S. lawmakers are calling for full access by journalists and aid workers to Myanmar's troubled Rakhine State. U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Royce says it was very important to get reporters on the ground in the region to check into those kinds of atrocities there.
The U.N. is engaged in its assessment of the situation, but I would say that puts us out on the ledge of what I and Elliot Engel and us on the committee have named and called ethnic cleansing. We encourage everyone to use that term.
Our government has taken groups of reporters into the region in recent weeks, but has denied charges of ethnic cleansing. This is VOA News.